obviously, but...
Well, it does, because, you know, you can... Narcissists can fool naive women. That's why narcissists propagate, by the way. And we know this because narcissistic psychopaths, young women are more likely to fall for narcissistic psychopaths. And the reason for that is they can't tell them from competent men. Because narcissistic psychopaths imitate competent, and that's their niche. And so they have a confidence that isn't justified by their ability. But the women check out the confidence as a marker of ability, and the falsely confident can fool them, especially if they're young and naive. So let's say you're not going to be a narcissistic psychopath, which is often what those, like, manosphere dating sites teach you. Wear an expensive watch and peacock a bit. And to peacock is to wear something, some item of clothing that's, you know, a little bit out of the ordinary, something a little bit more colorful than might generally the case, so that you look like you're confident enough to pull that off with panache. But mostly it's just training in a kind of deceptive narcissism. Now, you know, a wallflower guy might benefit from some training in narcissistic psychopathy, you know, just to sort of balance them out a bit. So you can make some progress forward. That's why people like Andrew Tate are so popular. And I'm not saying that...
What is going on, man? It's your boy Crimson. I've been wanting to talk about this for a while now. I came to notice that the liberal mindset, the liberal dating pool, is trying to pass itself off. It's trying to pass itself off as the conservative, you know, dating pool, and they're usually the loudest, right? So they're the ones that are going to get most of the attention. Now, what I'm trying to say is that the women that go out and date, you know, all through their 20s and then want to settle down in their 30s are no different than the guys that do that. They're one and the same. You know, the men that were raised by a single mom or whatever tend to behave in the exact same way that the women behave. They chase money, they chase success, they chase all this shit. And then they demand excellence. It's like they demand... let me give you an example. I noticed that all these women that go around dating tend to ask for a six-figure guy who's 6 foot tall, who has a six-inch fucking cock, six-pack abs, all this other shit, six cars, six-bedroom house, all that. And the reason being is because they're selecting the good qualities of the very men that they dated because they have no other reference to go off of. None of these women say, I just want a hardworking man who's always going to have my back. None of them say that. Who's always going to be there? Who's going to work things out with me? None of them say that. Same thing with these guys. After all the success and shit, what do they say? They want a soft, docile, and submissive woman, is because when they did have that, they fucking pushed it away. They gave it away. These two those two loud people, those narcissists, are trying to come into the conservative community and saying, deal with our shit and you know, date us. And it's disgusting because these pickup artists, they all act the same, they all look the same, and those fucking, you know, big baller boss ass bitches or whatever, they all dress the same too. Long nails, long eyelashes, loud fucking colors. You know, they're just they stand out in a room. And if they dress down, their voice tends to do all the fucking talking, like all the representation for them. And for the men, what I've noticed is they either you know, peacock in the manner that Mr. Peterson here was saying. They were obscure items of clothing. What was that one pickup artist guy? He was wearing a fucking fuzzy top hat with goggles. Fucking always dressed up in black. That it was just like cartoonish, gothic, cartoonish gothic clothing with like chrome and shit on it. By the way, real goths, from what I've seen, they don't dress up with items of clothing that have chrome on it. They usually try to, you know, buy really expensive suits that have very flat colors, and all their shit is dry cleaned, because to maintain that dark color, you can't put it in a fucking wash cycle. Otherwise, you're going to lose the tint. Yeah, the water's a little too harsh. It's too coarse, I think, for the color. Doesn't matter. My point is that there's the pretenders, and then there's the fucking actual people that practice, you know, their fashion. And, you know, like what he went on to say was that narcissistic people are excellent at selling a dream. And it reminds me of a quote from my favorite movie, Fight Club. We've all been led to believe that we're going to be movie stars and rock gods, but we won't. And we're slowly realizing that. So these men that peddle this dream of all you have to do is just go out and make tons of fucking money and get all this success don't realize that they're attracting narcissistic people themselves. That is the essence of what narcissism is just constant stimulation and excitement. Constant need for validation. It's like the Shark Tank, when he interviewed those two porn stars, they were just running at the mouth. And when they realized that they fucked up because he was calling them out on it, rather than just own up to it, they were just continuously joking, destroying their credibility and running it to the ground. Because it's like, how much can we gross this guy out? You know, and I don't even want to get into the stories, but they were fucking making me fucking feel nauseous to the point where I had to skip the video because it was getting disgusting. And even Sharp was just like, I can't believe you would say this shit. And then they're like, well, you've probably done nastier. He goes, absolutely not. And you know what? Because I had self-respect for myself. And you know what, man? There are certain people in this world that I don't believe. I believe that guy. I believe him for the simple fact that he drops too many fucking knowledge bombs. Instead of retorting with, hey, go fuck yourself, that's absolute bullshit, he retorts with like, no, the reason why you're doing this is because you don't respect yourself. You don't see yourself as anything more than just what you are right now. And that's the problem. And that's why I don't go around peddling myself and laying out my fucking history and my sex work, is because I respect myself. And I see it all the time. Like these guys doing exactly what those chicks do. They go out and they fucking open up their mouth like a fountain full of words, of just unloading their fucking sexual history, their promiscuity, their lives and shit. And they become very talented at colorfully painting a false picture. And women miss this. Women who aren't, you know, grounded in any kind of truth, will buy this as confidence. They'll buy it as this guy knows what he's doing. And I mean, it ends up getting him fucked over in the end. And all these pickup artists that peddle all this bullshit, the Donovan Sharps, the Entrepreneurs in Cars, Jack Dorsey's, the Andrew Tates. I mean, it goes on and on and on. One of those pickup artists actually said, in order to pick up younger women, you need to act entitled. So what he's trying to say is you need to mirror that girl's attitude, mirror her energy, and you'll get her. And it's like, that's disgusting. You need to act like a child in order to get a child? Well, I'm not saying a child, right? I'm talking about the mind frame. You need to act that way in order to get that? That's fucking gross. And it's only because, again, like I mentioned before, these women that try to act feminine, it's a cartoon. It looks identical to a cartoon. Yeah, and you know, all these guys that keep trying to peddle this fucking pickup artist culture bullshit are telling you to go out, get rich, get famous, have all this, all these blue checks, have all this fucking fame and fortune to attract the very thing that they're trying to negate, trying to get away from. And then, you know, they paint this picture like, dude, I'm going to have all these fucking, you know, they always say that they're going to have a fucking, what is it? A harem of fucking submissive women. But where are they? Where are they? They're going to have all these bitches, but they don't have them now. It's that, you know, they live in the same delusional world that those fucking chicks do, talking about having a 6-foot guy with 6-figure income, 6-pack abs, and all this other shit. They're living in the exact same delusionary world. And you know what, man? I've seen it. I've seen fucking chicks who have 3 kids, lived a promiscuous past, get with a fucking a righteous guy. And I've only seen one of those relationships work out. But a majority of the time, 90% of the fucking time, how about this? 98% of the time, it doesn't work the fuck out. You know, these guys are telling you to go out and make all this money and become successful and hold all this frame, you know, and then, you know, Andrew Tate gets accused of fucking, you know, the shit that he's accused of. Jack Dorsey was caught cucking, even though he was telling everybody not to cuck. Fucking Entrepreneurs in Cars was telling you don't marry single women, you know, or single mothers, and he's shacked up with one. Same thing with Donovan Sharp, telling you don't date a single mother, and he's married to one. Kevin Samuels was telling you to get your life together and stop acting like a child, ends up fucking croaking because he's doing cocaine like he's still in fucking high school. All these people are trying to tell you not to do something that they're doing. They don't once sit down and tell you these are the warning signs. These are the things to look out for. All of the thing, every fucking single video that I've ever seen is like, let me give you an example of how fucked up this is. Let me give you an example of why not to do this. Let me give you an example of why not to do that. They're not exposing. As a matter of fact, how about this? Each and every one of those cocksuckers has an entrepreneur, has an entrepreneur class, but they don't show you how to do it. Never once do these fucking cocksuckers tell you, go out, become good at something, rather it be washing cars, fucking cleaning houses, or building a home. Figure it out. Get good at one of those things. Try to fucking do that as a side gig. You know, like try to do that on the side. And then, excuse me. Try to do those jobs on the side. And then with that side gig, you're pulling in more money to build up your own fucking entrepreneurial, you know, career or your own business, and then use that business to fund the other fun shit you like to do. I got a buddy of mine, he's good at car washing, so he details on the weekends, and he uses that money to help other people learn how to drop LS engines inside of Japanese domestic market vehicles. He took an LS engine and put in an an RX-7 FC and an FD. I know it's sacrilege. I don't want to get into that. But my point is he figured out a way how to do that. And he used his career to fucking do it. And no one will tell you that. The guys at my job, they used to be former tree climbers. And what they do is they take that skill, and on the weekends they'll trim trees, and these guys have RVs, have nice houses. And they said, yeah, it's all from our side gigs. So that's my point. A lot of the time, it just baffles my mind, because a lot of the time these men, from what I've seen, a lot of these fucking men and a lot of these people are telling you that there's money to be made out there, that there's all this great riches and successes, and none of them will take the time to sit and tell you this is how you do it. You know, another reason why you need to have your house in a peaceful environment is so that your wife can do that. While you're going out and working and paying all the bills, her job is to figure out a way how to bring more income into the house while you're at work. So while you're, fucking working an office job, she's figuring out a way how to make another side hustle so that you guys can save up together, you know, live together, enjoy each other's time and, you know, all that shit together. And in the same time, your kids are being taught, you know, hopefully she's taking them along the ride so that they can see what it is to be an entrepreneur, to run a business, to be successful. Yeah, you know, my dad used to fucking work security, and then on the side used to sell jewelry. And then my mom taught me how to do that. You know, she would go out, she would sell jewelry on the weekends with me, and I started to learn that business. And then I just had a wild hair in my ass one day, and I thought, like, why can't I just make my own? What would it take to do that? It's actually pretty easy. But my point is that a lot of these fucking people won't tell you. They'll tell you that there's money to be made out there, but they won't tell you how to do it. And it's a fear. It's like what Tom Likas said. Like the reason why he had to move out of his parents' house is because they were holding him back. He said that there is a subtle thing that every parent has. They don't want to see their kids succeed. They want to see them in the same misery, in the same miserable place that they are. And that's why they keep telling them, you know, don't become a radio DJ. Don't do this. Don't do that. Instead, go do the same miserable shit that I'm doing. You see what I'm saying? Every single one of these motherfuckers are going to peddle you the exact same dream that they're hooked on, the same drug that they're hooked on. Like entrepreneurs and cars, for all this shit that he talks about, it's like, oh, I have multiple cars, blah, blah, blah. It's just the same Audi. The same fucking Audi. And he said the same shit. Oh, I want to be able to gather around with other entrepreneurs and talk about their exotic cars. No, dude. It's just you and that one car. Same thing with Myron. Has all these fucking properties, apparently, and has all this fucking fame and fortune, apparently, and has all this shit. Still rents pussy off the internet. And, it's just, like, no one will ever take the time and show you, like, what these people are doing to our society. Or no one even takes the time to realize, like, holy fuck, they're posing. Like, I love the message that they sell, but I don't like the way they go about it. You know, having to go out and having to gain all this fucking fame and popularity and all this other shit. We're not children. That was a great fucking fantasy when I was in high school. Being fucking YouTube famous. Then you got to grow up. Yeah, you know, I don't know how many men are coming out with fucking shows where, you know, same thing with that guy, Brian from whatever podcast, The one thing that really bothers me about that guy is that he consistently keeps throwing men under the fucking bus that are his co-host. And then he tries to upsell himself. And the reason why these guys are too fucking, you know, he's blocked my comments on multiple occasions about this. But the one thing that pisses me off is that this motherfucker will invite a man onto his show, and the moment that that guy tries to show some frame, he'll fucking knock him down. Like Money Muscles, Gain and whatever. I can't remember the guy's name, but he's fucking cool as shit. In my judgment, he's actually, I mean, there's a lot to know about that guy, but I like his character. And one of the things that he was doing with this chick with bangs was he was putting her in her fucking place. And then Brian turns around and says, you're going to have to forgive him because he had a lot of drinks before the show. And then the guy turns to him. He's like, I'm sober as fuck. Like I haven't drank anything. I would have fucking called him out and like, hold on, Brian, like what the fuck is your problem? Why are you trying to do that? Why are you trying to appease them? You just threw me under the bus. And so it goes on and on and on, dude. He does that fucking on multiple different occasions. And the guy is telling you, I want a virgin as a wife and I want all this other shit. And then, I mean, is he a virgin himself? No. You know, he was playing the field too. And then he wants to turn around and say like, oh, I want this virgin, you know. By the way, like virgins, they can sniff when you're giving them bullshit. They can smell when there's some bullshit. They know like, oh yeah, this person's going to try to break my heart. And I see it like my ex did it. She tried to do it to me. She tried to break my heart because somebody broke hers. And I was like, nope, I'm not letting you pull this shit. And then she leaves me to go break some other guy's heart. And after she was done breaking his heart, she comes back. And that's my point is like, that's the nature of things. And these other guys are trying to tell you that, you know, no, man, you need to fucking be able to spot these bitches and do all this shit and do all that shit while simultaneously going on the internet and renting those girls' company. The very girls that they're trying to tell you to stay away from are the very fucking people that they're going out and purchasing for dollars at a time. Or, you know, there's Rollo Tomasi who tells you don't, you know, here's all the things that you need to avoid while simultaneously getting married and like telling you all the facts while simultaneously getting married and fucking having kids with a fucking girl who's like, what, 24, 25, 26? Dude, the guy without his beanie and his glasses looks like the fucking Crypt Keeper. Like, remember Indiana Jones and Temple of the Law or the Lost Ark or whatever it was? That fucking Nazi who, like, he turns into a skeleton? That's exactly what fucking Rollo's hair looks like. Like, and dude, Donovan Sharp telling you not to get involved with single moms ends up fucking marrying a single mom. Jack Dorsey telling you not to cook ends up fucking cucking. It goes on. I don't even know if I've already said this shit, but it goes on and on and on. My point is this. This video's already gotten long. These people are pretenders, and they're the ones that are speaking the loudest, calling themselves conservative, posing as conservative, having these conservative ideas. Luckily, Jordan Peterson's smart enough man to fucking see through that. The PUAs are different from MGTOW. And, you know, there was a guy actually back in the day when this all first started. His name was David Weigant. He had fucking a bunch of guys dressed up like fucking fools. going up and picking up fucking girls. And I remember in one of his videos, he's like, dude, we're out here having fun. Like, what the fuck are you doing? You're just sitting at home, just like they're doing shit that, you know, young adults should be doing, not fucking old grown 34, 35, 36 year old men should be doing. I feel like I'm going nuts. But again, like I said, I'm trying to show you guys this, that the feminine nature, the feminine arc is just a cartoon version of what actual femininity is, because femininity is shy. It's coy. It's not going to come up to you. It's not going to be like a light switch where it turns on and off. A lot of these girls are very hyper, you know, into that. They just like, they're like strippers. They turn it on and they turn it off. They turn it on and they turn it off. It's a false sense of femininity, you know, that they're selling. Same thing with these fucking Fresh and Fit and Andrew Tate guys. You know, there's a video where this woman said, Andrew's not really like that. Like, the guy that you see on TV is not the guy that you see in person. He's actually very sweet, very nice, very calm, very romantic. So the guy that they're selling on screen is not who they are in person. And again, that's what fucking irritates the shit out of me. Guard your heart.